Shavuot, good morning, first of all.
Good morning.
The topic that I want to share with you this morning is based on the words of Rav Avigdor Lebezatzal. And he asks an interesting question in Parshas Vayigash on the pasuk V'lo yochayu Yosef v'hishapik l'chayur ha'nitzovim alav Vayikra Haitziyu Chol Ish Me'aloi. Yehuda puts forward his words to Yosef, and Yosef comes to the realization that it cannot go on any longer, and he made a proclamation, Haitziyu Chol Ish Me'aloi, remove everyone from before me. V'loi Omad Ish Itoi V'hisvada Yosef El Echos. And when Yosef made himself known to his brothers, there was no one else there but Yosef and his brothers. So he asks, why was it necessary, when Yosef revealed himself to his brothers, that it should be just them and no one else? There is a Gemara in Brachos, Daf Yud Beis on Adalus, that speaks about the Mishmorot, the families of Kohanim, who were assigned to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. This was done on a weekly basis, beginning on Shabbos and ending on Shabbos. And the Gemara tells us that when their paths cross, Omar Reb Chelboi, says Reb Chelboi, Mishmor HaYotze Oimer LeMishmor HaNichnas. The Mishmor, this was the family that had been there for the week, when they were leaving and they crossed each other's path, they said to the Mishmor HaNichnos, Mi Sheshikein Es Shemoi V'Banis Ze Hu Yashkin Beineichem Ahavo V'Achavo V'Sholoim V'Reis. Mi Sheshikein Es Shemoi V'Banis Ze, he who causes his name to rest in this house, in the Beis HaMikdosh, Hu Yashkin Beineichem, he should cause to dwell amongst you, Ahavo, V'Achavo, V'Sholoim, V'Reyus, love, brotherhood, peace, and friendship. So, again, we have to ask ourselves, we're talking about the Kohanim who were doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Is this the appropriate bracha? Maybe the bracha should have been, you should do the Avodah correctly, you should do the Avodah L'Shem Shamayim. And here we have a bracha, which is interesting. The bracha was that there should be achdus amongst you. Why should that be the bracha that the Kohanim wished each other before they began the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash? Now, the goal of Kalal Yisrael, in a nutshell, is to be able to bring the Shekhinah into this world. Hashroas HaShekhinah. David HaMelech expressed it as Va'ani Kirvas Elikim Litoiv. A closeness to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Litoiv, is what is for me Toiv. It means to be able to bring Hashem Yisborach so close to us that his presence is sensory. We feel it as a reality, not as something abstract. This is described by the Sforim, Taktoshim, as emunah chushit. This is an emunah which is palpable, which can be felt. And where there is hashrat hashchina, there is a shefa of bracha, beruchnius or begashmius, and there is simcha. And the question is, how do we develop hashrat hashchina, which is our goal? So we have to go back to most probably what was the greatest demonstration of Hashroas HaShekhinah to take place in Olam Hazeh. And that was at Kabbalas HaTorah, Har Sinai, where the Ribbono Shel Olam gave Klal Yisrael the Torah. In the Hakdama to Kabbalas HaTorah, the Torah HaKdosha says a few words, Vayichan Shom Yisrael, that at Har Sinai the Bnei Yisrael encamped there. Says Rashi, Ke'ish Echod Beleiv Echod, one man, one heart. Chazal elaborates, and they say that when Hashem Yisparach saw Klal Yisrael ba'achdus, he said, now is the time for me to give them the Torah. There is another Medrash. The Medrash says that the Torah HaKadosha was given in the Midbar, in the wilderness, a desert. What does that symbolize? Say Chazal, it symbolizes the emptiness of a desert, symbolizes a makom free of foreign elements. In other words, there was no influence of the Umay Ha'olam at all. It was desolate. There was no one there but Hashem Yisparach and Klal Yisrael. That is why the Torah was given in the Midbar. What we see thus far is that to engender Hashruas HaShechina, which gave us Kabbalah HaTorah, there are two things that stand out. Number one, the Achdus of Klal Yisrael, Ki Ish Echos Beleiv Echos, and number two, it was given by Midbar in the desert, free of any foreign influence. The Hashpah of the Umas Ha'olam were not there. Let us take it a step further and see how these two themes come up again and again whenever we speak about Hashruas HaShechina. The Beis HaMikdosh, as we know, was a mokom of Hashruas HaShechina. V'osu li mikdosh v'shachanti b'soichom, and I will dwell amongst them. It is noteworthy that goyim are not allowed in the Beis HaMikdosh. And for the Shekhinah to come down, there has to be Ba'achdus. That is why the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Yudeis and Adalek, which we mentioned previously, the Bracha, and the only Bracha that the Kohenim would want to wish their fellow Kohenim, was Mi Sheshikin Es Shemoi Bebayit Zeh, Hu Yashkin Beinechem Ahavo Ba'achavo V'Sholim Zereis. Because an integral part of the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash was to bring the Shekhinah. And to bring the Shekhinah, you need Achdus. So again, the format of the Beis HaMikdash was free of any Hashpoah to Umayis, Goyim were not allowed in the Beis HaMikdash, and also amongst the Koyanim, who were the Oivde Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash, there was Achdus, and that was necessary to each other. Again, we see the two themes in the format of the Beis HaMikdash, which was also a Mokam of Hashpoah Hashem. During Bayis Sheni, the Gemara relates that there were no nisim giluyim. The intensity of the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam was absent. And the Gemara in Yuma discusses why. Why is it in Bayis Sheni there were no nisim giluyim? Says the Gemara, Dovah Nifla. Says the Gemara that when Noach gave a bracha b'nevuah to his sons Shem and Yefet, the pasuk says, Yaf Elokim leYefet veYishkoin beOhalei Shem. Hashem shall extend Yefet veYishkoin beOhalei Shem, and the Shekhinah shall dwell in the tents of Shem. Yefet, said Noach, was destined to spread and rule over large portions of the world. But the Torah adds, "V'yishkein ba'ohalei Shem," he will dwell in the tents of Shem. Even though Hashem will give Yefes dominion, yet the Shekhinah will not dwell anywhere outside the Ohalei Shem. So the Gemara explains what is the kesher between the Resha of the Pasuk and the Sefer of the Pasuk. Says the Gemara that Yast Elekim the Yefes, yes, but the Yishkoin Ba'ohalei Shem means that the Shekhinah will only dwell in the tent of Shem without the admixture. There is to be no ta'aroibus between Yefes and Shem. Says the Gemara, Porah, which was an offshoot of Yefes, had a share in the building of the Beis HaMikdash Hashem. As the Pasuk says in Ezra, Koilich, the Melech of Porah, gave Rishut to build the Beis HaMikdash, and he donated materials for that matter. Yet Hashem will only dwell the Ohalei Shem. Where Yefes has a share, the Shekhinah refuses to come. So we see already in the Gemara in Yuma, that Yud, that in the base Hamikdash Hasheni, because the Goyim had a share in the binyan of the base Hamikdash, the Shekhinah was not as intense as it was during the Bais Rishon. There is another factor that contributed to the lack of the Shekhinah in the Bais Sheni, and that is mentioned in the Haftarah of Parshas Vayigash, that speaks about the great tragedy of the 10 Shavuotim that were being taken away as a cause for the Shekhinah not dwelling in the Bais Sheni, because once there was this split, Chlal Yisrael weren't together. So again, we see the two themes merging. On the one hand, we see the hand of the Goyim during Bayis Sheni through Kairesh, and on the other we see as well the breakdown of Achdus amongst Klal Yisrael. And the impact it has in this world is that the presence of Hashem Yisparach is not as deeply felt as it was during Bayis Mishnah. Now, let us come back to Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef knew when he would reveal himself to his brothers, this was after a period of many years, they would fall into each other's arms, crying in love for each other. Yosef was aware of the impact this would have when they came to the realization of how everything fitted in together and that they were all together ba'achdus. When Klal Yisrael are together ba'achdus, the Shekhinah would envelop them, a ke'en of a Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, says the Torah HaKdoshah, Yosef, aware of what was going to happen, said, Hoitziyu kol ish me'oloi, let remove every man, remove every mitzri, there is no room for the Goyim here. And that is why the Torah says, V'loi yoda ish, V'loi omad ish itoi behisvada yosef el echo. The Torah emphasizes, it's not enough just to say that remove kol ish me'olai, V'loi omad ish itoi, there was no one else. Because when Klal Yisrael are together ba'achdus and the Shekhinah envelops them, there is no mokam for Goyim. So again we see the two themes beautifully explained in the episode with Yosef and his brothers. Now let's take this a little further and bring it into this week's Sedra, which officially is also the title of the Shir. When it comes to Yaakov Avinu giving a bracha to Ephraim and Manasseh, the Torah HaKadosh says, "B'cha yivareich Yisrael le'moyer." When parents bless their sons, they will say, "Yesimcha Elokim ke'Ephraim v'chimanasha." May Hashem make you like Ephraim and Manasseh. So the Mefarshim ask, why should it be that our bonim, our sons, should be specifically compared to Ephraim or Manasseh? The Mefarshim say various ideas, but I want to share with you two yesodos to explain this pasuk based on the theme that we have been developing. Some of the Mefarshim say that Ephraim and Manasseh were different than all the other children of the Shiftei Kol. They were the only ones born in Golus. They were born in Mitzrayim, and they had the battle of non-Jewish influence, and yet they remained true to the ideals of Yaakov, to his household, and to Klal Yisrael. Thus, our bracha to our children, to our sons, is Yesimcha Elokim ke'Ephraim v'chimanasha. Klal Yisrael, who have been living in Golus for thousands of years, Yaakov Avinu has said we should give a bracha that like Ephraim u'Manasseh, they should resist the influence of the Umos HaOlam that surrounds them and remain true to the ideals of Klal Yisrael and thrive even within Golus. One idea. There is a second idea that the Mefarshim say, and that is based on the awareness that Yaakov Avinu gave the bracha to Ephraim, who was the younger one than Manasseh, and the bracha he gave was a bigger bracha than that he gave to Manasseh. And we don't find anywhere in the Torah or in Chazal that there was any kinah There was no envy, no jealousy amongst the brothers. It has to be that way, because if there's any jealousy, the bracha can't take effect. And Yaakov Avinu gave them a bracha, and the bracha did take effect. So we therefore say, "V'chol yivarech Yisrael leimoyer yesimcha elokim ke'Ephraim v'chim Menashe." Just like Ephraim and Menashe, they were together, be'achdus, and there was no envy. Even though Ephraim received the greater bracha, we therefore give a bracha to our sons, yesimcha elokim ke'Ephraim v'chim Menashe, that as you develop as a family, remember to be together ba'achdus. Because the ultimate goal, as we mentioned, is to bring Hashem Yisbarach into this world, and the goal of every Jewish parent is to be able to develop a family where this family will, in their own way, bring Hashem Yisbarach into the world. And therefore, the two themes that we have begun, we see again in this week's Sedra. Yesimcha elekim ke'Ephraim v'chim Menashe. They were the first two children who were born in Golos, and they resisted the influence of the nations that surrounded them, and Ephraim and Menashe were together ba'achdus. Again, we see these two things, because this is what we need to be able to bring the Shekhinah HaKadosh into the world. Now, let us take it a step further. How do we work on achdus? How do we work on this togetherness? We hear a lot about it. We have to be the achdus. How do we work on achdus? What's the shaytsh? We also have to ask ourselves, what in essence is non-Jewish influence? We speak about the hashpah of the Umay Sa'olam, and like everything, we have to try and take things down to the shaytsh. What is the shaytsh? We also have to ask ourselves, is there any connection between these two themes? Are they just two themes which happen to coincide together? Both are important, Hashpah and Achdus. Or are they dependent on each other? Is one a catalyst to the other? So this is what I want to do to Ezras Hashem, the last part of the Shia, to be able to, at least at the Shailish, see what the Sforim HaKadoshim writes. So I want to share with you what Rabbi Yerucham says. He says it in a few sentences, but it is enlightening, and it says it's a double network. He says these words. He says, there is achdus among neshamas. When people identify themselves as neshamas, as souls, they will feel this unity. The Shem Yishmol says something similar. On the pasuk v'ahavto l'reacha kamoicha, he says these words. He says, how is it possible to love your fellow man, kamoicha? Because he says this is something we are all capable of, because at some level, our fellow yidden are a part of ourselves. We all come from the same sheirish, and the deeper we go into our ruchniyastika essence, into our spiritual essence, the more we will find identity. Thus, says the Shem Yishmol, the degree to which we find ourselves bound to our fellow Jew is really a reflection of our own ruchniyastika level. To the degree we are sensitive to our penilius, to that degree will we see it in other Yidden. And that is a very powerful insight, because when we hear a call for achdus, we automatically think we have to work on it directly, we have to work on unity. But the shayrish of unity is to be able to discover the neshama within yourself. It's very much an avoida of the individual. And when the individual discovers his neshama, discovers his pinimius, he will be able to see it in others. That pinsidayin that is hidden in other people is sometimes hidden from us because our own nekuda hapinimius is hidden from us. So according to Rabbi Yerucham and the Shem Yishmol, the achdus amongst Klal Yisrael is very much a byproduct or a tzitzah of an avodah pnimius of every single yid. So let us take it now a step further. To be able to identify with our neshama isn't easy at all. There are many obstacles, and it is very easy to go through one's entire life without really, really being aware of one's essence. So what is the biggest obstacle that prevents us even from getting on the first step of the ladder? So the Sforim HaKadoshim say, in a nutshell, the Hashpos HaSviva. The Hashpos of the Umois HaOilom is something which has a detrimental effect on the development of the Pneumius of the East. What is meant by the Hashpos HaSviva? The Hashpos of the Umois HaOilom. So again, we have to be very grateful for Rabbi Yeruchim Rafal, and he says it in a sentence or two. I want to read it out to you. He says, what in essence is Hashpoas HaSviva, Hashpoas HaUmos HaOlam? And these are his words. Ikra ha'ikrim shel Hashpoas HaUmos hu, ki ha'olam hazeh ikra, ubozeh nichlal kol v'kol. Says Rabbi Yeruchim, the Hashpoah of the Goy is that Olam hazeh is the ikra, this is where all the action is, which means if we see a manifestation of hashpor of a goy in any form, take it to its first principles, take it down to its shayrish, and you will realize that what lies at the heart of it is oilom hazeh is an end in itself. Says Rav Yeruchim, that is the hashpor, and this is what we have to resist. In other words, we are aware of the very famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Ha'olam hazeh proizdo b'snei ha'olam aho. This world is a proizdo, is a mokim hachona, is a place of preparation. We speak a lot about investments. We in this world are here to invest. And our goal in life is to be able to utilize this world as a proizdo b'snei ha'olam aho. And Chazal say, haskein atmecho. Prepare yourself here before you enter the banqueting hall, because that is the tachlis. The tachlis is Olam Haba. This Mishnah is the challenge of every single Yid. Where does he stand vis-a-vis this Mishnah? How does he relate to Olam Haba? And this has a direct impact on the Nekuda HaPnimius of a Yid. Because if a person takes this world as an ikka, as an end in itself, it means he relates to the physical part of himself and he relates to the physical part of the world. To the degree that he is mesmerized by Olam Hazeh, to that degree is his neshama dormant. And if one's pnimius is asleep, you don't see it in yourself and you don't see it in other yidin. And that is the breakdown of achdus. So, when we speak about achdus amongst Klal Yisrael, we have to know that achdus is a development of the neshama of a yid. But in order for that neshama to take root and develop, a person has to ask himself the question, Ma chayvasi be'olami? How do I relate to Olam Hazeh? And Chazal say, to relate to Olam Hazeh means to be able to relate to it as a investment, a preparation for Olam Haba. When we utilize Olam Hazeh correctly, then our neshama starts to develop. When our neshama starts to develop, then we will see the ruchnius in ourselves and see the ruchnius in other yidden. And that is when achdus can develop and bring hashra'at hashechina. The kabbat seinu yachad mi'arba tanfei sa'oret is what will bring the Ezra Hashem Mashiach, and it will be dependent on these two things. So, a few more minutes left. So I just want to revise what we have spoken about in the Shia. So we mentioned that Yosef HaTzadik, when he revealed himself to his brothers, wanted no Mitzriim there. No Goyim should be there when he reveals himself. And we asked, why should that be so? We mentioned a Gemara in Brachas, where the Gemara in Brachas says that when the families of Kohanim would give each other a bracha before they did the Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, they would give each other the bracha. Mi sheshiken et shemoi b'bayit zeh hu yashkin b'neichem abo b'achlo v'sholim v'reyus. And we pointed out, why should it be that bracha of all brachas the Kohanim wish each other? And we then mentioned that the goal of Klal Yisrael is to be able to bring Hashem Yisbarach into this world where we can feel Him bipnimius, we can feel Him as a living reality. But to be able to do that, it requires hachana. And that hachana is through two areas. One area is achdus amongst Klal Yisrael, and the other area is the resistance of the hashpah of the Umay Ta'ilah. And this we showed through Kabbalah HaTorah, where we saw both factors. We saw the factor of Vayichan Shom Yisrael, we saw the factor that it was in the Midbar. We see it in the Beit HaMikdash generally, where no goyim were allowed, and we see how the Kohenim were mevorech each other. There was a need for the Kohenim to be the Achdus. We mentioned in Bayis Sheni why there was no Hashras HaShchina to the same degree as it was during Bayis Rishon, because both factors were there. Kairish had a hand in the building of the Beit HaMikdash, and also the 10 Shavuotim were not there. There was a breakdown of Achdus, therefore the Shechina wasn't as intense. That explained why Yosef, when he revealed himself to his brothers, there was no room for Goyim, because it was a matzah of Achdus amongst Kladis. We mentioned Yisimcha Elekim Ke Ephraim V'chim Menashe, that the Mephoshim explained Ephraim and Menashe, these two themes, Ephraim and Menashe were together for Achdus, they weren't jealous over each other's brochet. And also Ephraim and Menashe were the ones who resisted the influence of the mystery. And we then went on to explain the Shevish, the root of unity, lies in the development of every individual Jew to discover his pnimius. And when he will discover that, it goes far beyond tolerating other people, but on the contrary, a person sees a part of himself in others. And this is our goal. But to be able to step onto that ladder and grow and bring Klal Yisrael through the Tachlis, we have to be aware of the Hashkafa of the Umay Sa'olam. And the Umay Sa'olam, in a nutshell, the Hashkafa, if you take it down to the Shevish, is one thing and one thing only. Olam Hazeh is Iker, Ubozeh Nichlal Kol V'Kol. And if we are going to be Meshuchim, or as they say, Bakishet by Olam Hazeh, then we don't realize what we do to our souls, we lose our Nekudah HaPeninius, and Achdus becomes a battle and an uphill struggle. So this is therefore the Shevish of unity. The Shevish of unity is to be able to discover our Neshama, and the way to be able to develop that is to have a very clear Hashkofa on what is our role in Olam Hazeh and how to grapple with it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us. We should be able to have the zechir to begin the climb, to be aware that Olam Hazeh is a praise of Bifnei HaOlam Haba, and in that way we will be Ezra Hashem develop Achdus, and when there is enough Achdus amongst Klal Yisrael, we will again be zechir to the Hashroas HaShechina, the Golui, the Nehir of the Yemenu. Amen.